Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from the beautiful, hot Tempe Improv in Tempe, Arizona. It's Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. Let me see those name tags, Sun Devils. I knew there would be some good ones and some big ones. This guy's just got like a Jason doll, but it's a fluffy Jason doll. It's like a pillow. Is your name Jason?
No, it's Pillow.
Your name is Pillow? You motherfucker. Zach and Mary make a porno. I saw that on Twitter today, and you were like, our names are similar, so we have to do it. I don't even know what's going on this poster. Santo versus La Mafia del Victor?
Yes.
And your name is Victor?
Yes.
Good job, buddy. something myself and Irene?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, myself and Irene. Poetic Jesus?
Justice.
Poetic Justice? Your name is Justice?
Yeah.
No way. Last name. Your first name is Justice?
Yeah.
Holy shit. What's your last name? For all? There's something about Mariana. There you are. Jason and Silent Doug strike back. And you're Jason?
I am.
All right, we got to make that movie now. What's the Juno poster all about?
Junope?
Because your name is... Michelle? So you're not Juno. Junope. That just on creativity alone, that should get a shot. I like this sexy Terminator over here. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you to everybody for bringing name tags, and good luck. Good luck being chosen. Friday, I'm off to Denver, where I'm going to be doing a midnight screening of my new movie, Chronicon, episode 420, A New Dope. So see it with me at the Alamo Drafthouse in Littleton, or catch it on VOD or iTunes also this Friday. Tuesday, July 7th, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Irvine, California. It's a lot like this place, but in California. From the corrections department, The Gauntlet is not a Dirty Harry film, and Gene Hackman was not in Gardens of Stone. For anybody that cares. Just so you know, I know. Pittsburgh, I'm doing stand-up and the Douglas movies the weekend of July 10th and 11th out at the Improv in Homestead. And if you're in the L.A. area on Monday, July 13th, come to my annual uninterrupted screening of one of my favorites, a delightful little hockey film called Goon. Yeah. DougLovesMovies.com for all the links that you need. Oh, one more thing. I'm going to be doing stand-up at the appropriately named Stand Up Live over there. Which direction is it? In Phoenix. That way? Phoenix, right over there, you guys. The club's like less than 10 miles away. I'm going to be there on August 20th, and tickets are on sale now. Let's look in the prize bag. I was just on At Midnight on Monday, so of course I brought the bag that they give me. And I brought some D-Luscious cookies. I bet you they still taste good after being in the cargo of a plane today. Because they're individually wrapped. I also brought some other snacks that were in my dressing room. Got some nuts. Got some classic Lay's. Some Schneider's pretzels. And, of course, a copy of my CD promotional tool. And my guests all brought cool gifts as well, so let's get them out there. Please give a... out here. Is the entrance clear? Can they make it? I've never been, like, so anxious to move a wheelchair. Whose wheelchair is this? Move it! Oh, you shouldn't move it, but somebody else. Please welcome Shane Moss, April Macy, and Jeff Tate. Let's talk first to first-time guest, April Macy, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Yay!
She and I first met doing a little program called Last Comic Standing, and now, this very weekend, she's headlining here at the Tempe Improv.
I am. I cried in all my interviews. That's how I got Last Comic Standing.
You what? Obviously,
I cried in all my interviews. That's how I got picked. I just sort of did some soft weeping.
And really?
Yeah.
That's how you do it?
All you got to do is cry, everybody, for reality TV, and they just love the shit out of you.
I think there's other reasons to like you, but that's cool.
Sweet tits on me.
That the first time I ever saw you, you were wearing a cocktail dress, and yeah.
That's also how to
was
get
good
reality
stuff.
TV,
was good
everybody.
Stuff.
It's some side tit and some crying.
Yeah.
So.
And how do you like the weather so far that you just got here?
Oh, how do I like it? It's hot as shit. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But it's nice indoors.
Indoors is fine, but outside, my asshole is a mess. It's just gamey, real gamey. So
that is that is no way to refer to your ex-boyfriend who is on this stage right now.
We
give it up, everybody, for Shane Moss is here.
Yay.
frequent guest on the show, also a panelist on Getting Doug with High.
Yeah.
And you have gotten on that high with me a few times on that show?
We did a one-on-one.
We had a one-on-one?
Yeah.
That's rare these
days. I don't remember it very well either.
Yeah. But then when you left, we gave you some vapor pens.
Yeah.
And then when you were in an accident and broke both of your legs...
I got really high. I got so high. There's a medical professional at the Getting High with Doug. What do you call that person?
Oh, we have
there's an EMT. Yeah, there's an EMT there. I didn't know if he was an official EMT. I guess he is. There's an official EMT. I got so high that
doctor,
for the first
medic.
Time in my life that I had to like sit down and just sweat it out for 2 hours with an EMT looking over me for weed. Just for weed. And then I must have dropped the vape pens in my car. Then I went for a hike a couple days later in Sedona, which is where aspiring warlocks go to live. And then I broke both of my feet. I jumped off of a cliff. I broke both of my heels. That's why I have a cane. And it's good. I can walk like without a cane. It's just like my
show
limp,
it. Show my you limp walk. Is, very
thanks.
Good.
Yeah. No, thank you guys. My limp is.
Are you guys really applauding that he can walk?
Yeah.
He might be making this whole thing up.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's just my limp is significant enough that people will be like, you might want to see a doctor for that. So that the cane's like, oh, he knows. But then I got down to the bottom and I had nothing for pain the whole time. I had to crawl down a mountain for like 3 hours with two broken feet. And then I got in my car and I saw a vape pen under my seat. It like, and then I smoked the shit out of that thing. And it saved me. Weed saved my life, everybody. Yeah, really did.
Then it was like 4 days later, you're like, oh shit, my feet still hurt.
Yeah.
I should probably go to a doctor now.
Yeah, weed doesn't repair your bones. But.
Well, we broke up before that. I'm not an asshole.
We broke up with him.
She
got out just in time. We broke up like 2 months before.
Right under the wire.
And then I was like, I was a single guy taking too many chances with my life.
Yeah.
Take me back, April. I broke both of my feet. Super sexy move.
And now I'm just a cripple who... For April this week. It's like Sonny and Cher getting back together.
You're performing on all the shows this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like come yesterday. Down to the Tempe Improv, you guys, and give him a hard time for performing opening for his ex.
Yeah, I'm riding my ex-girlfriend's coattails to the middle.
Oh, and they're not even at the middle yet. Shit.
You have to write on something. Your fucking feet don't work.
Jeff, be quiet. Be quiet. I'm trying to introduce you, Jeff.
Oh, sorry.
Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Host of the Afternoon Everybody podcast.
Yeah.
And it's all about Cheers.
It's all about Cheers and Cheers-related... ideas like beer and stuff.
And what did you bring for the prize bag?
I brought both my albums right here. I Got Potential and Just Another Clown. There you go.
Thank you. Got the same applause that him walking got.
Yeah. Oh, I also walked. Yeah?
Oh, that's
double
good
trouble.
Walking.
Yeah, I know. And a shirt that says denim on denim. It's like a good.
I love
style
how you always
choice.
Just throw it away. It says denim on denim. That's what the shirt says.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, you should wear it and then also, you know, put a fucking jacket on it and some jeans. Just do the whole denim on denim thing. Be cool. Keep the sun off you because this place is not livable. It's real. And if you don't win the prize bag, you can buy the albums. I'll be out front selling albums after.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, more.
Go say hi to Jeff in the lobs after.
Yeah.
Shane, what did you bring?
I brought, this is actually, April made me bring this because I went to pick her up.
He still listens to me. That's fun.
To drive, and I still had some crap at our old place.
A lot of crap.
So I brought... well, April will probably explain this better than me, but for a while I had a big fancy merch idea which was to sell man candles after a show. And these are, it looks like
it
a
looks
beer.
It looks like a beer, but it's a candle. It's,
yeah. I had a joke about man candles that was like, I told it like twice, I think. And the first time it did so well, I was like, I'm going to buy a bunch of man candles to sell after, because this is going to be like my trademark.
Do you think that would have sold better if you called them mandals?
Yeah, mandals.
Oh, mandals.
And I was going to ask, is this the man candle handle?
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's glass, and it's like the heaviest thing to
it's
transport.
It's so heavy.
It's so stupid.
I didn't put a lot of thought into it.
When he first bought them, he gets like real over enthusiastic. Like he just backs up like a Mack truck just filled with merch before he tests that shit out. What?
The joke wasn't even good. It was
a real mediocre joke.
The joke was about like the Yankee Candle sold man candles, and it was like imagining a dude that is like whipped by his wife that like went to a candle store and was like, well, what about what I want to smell? And that was a terrible joke. And, but sometimes as comics, you think of a joke and you think it's like the best thing ever. And normally you test it out a little while before you...
But you just went right into production on man candles.
Thousands of man candles. Back them up. There's like a truck that just backs up with man candles.
Yeah, I really did.
So you brought like a box of like 10 of them or something?
There's at least 10 in there, I would say.
I don't think that's a good prize to make somebody carry a box of man candles out of here.
Definitely not.
Hey, if you think
you
that's
can give
bad.
Give them away to people. And watch out, some of them might be broken. It's glass. They're a real pain to ship.
Not
a lot of thought went into it. I'm a little manic depressive. Usually I'm safe in the depressive area and don't act a lot on that. And then sometimes the mania takes over and man candles happen.
Don't forget to mention that they're also covered in whatever you were drinking earlier.
Yeah.
You spilled that all over the box.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I was trying to bring my drink and man candle on a cane.
I gently wiped it down with a rag, like a good lady should. So that's what I did, just for you guys.
So how about if we give how many CDs do you have to sell, Jeff? Do you have a lot of them?
I got some, yeah.
Yeah. Like why don't we give a man candle to the first 10 people that buy a CD from Jeff after the show?
Yeah.
You know, we'll put one in the prize bag. For that lucky son of a bitch.
Wait, I've got a whole nother box of them, right?
Wait a second. That's what you brought for the prize bag? Is another box of man candles?
Yes, I need to get them out of my shed.
First off, April didn't want to bring her merch because it's a top seller. I know man candles sound kind of stupid. April's a little more sophisticated than
I sold nut powder for a
while. Is my mic cutting
while.
Out from here and there? I think I gotta... No, it's fine.
No, you're good. You're good.
I think it's just quality control.
Yeah. Understandable. April sold for a long time. I believe still does once in a while. Ball powder, everybody. It was
original
little
extra
bottles,
strength, old and big.
Little bottles of talcum powder. Wrapped in like a picture of her in lingerie, which is what my man candles are missing, is me in lingerie.
It's a good seller.
And
are you guys just airing grievances now?
Yeah. Things didn't end well.
And another
Welcome
thing.
Welcome to Doug's divorce court.
Listen, I like cereal, but she's like an oatmeal broad. God damn it. 2 fucking years. I'd eat oatmeal. So there's 40 boxes of oatmeal in the prize bag.
All right, so the winner of the prize bag tonight, I'm going to keep this candle. But the winner of the prize bag is going to get a whole box of them that you'll have to carry out of here.
You're going to get them
away gonna, to people.
And then Jeff has a box full to give you if you buy his CDs.
And whoever wins has to spend Thanksgiving with her goddamn parents. Always... Fucking one thing after another.
Stan and Karen are a lot of fun, everybody. Stan and Karen are a lot of fun.
I always like to ask all the panelists if they've been to the movies lately or just seen one on DVD or Netflix or something. We'll start with Jeff down there.
The last movie I saw was The Expendables 2, but here's why.
You better have a reason.
I do. I did Getting Dug with High a couple of days ago, and I got a vape pen after, and my dad's back is super fucked up, and they just make him take oxycodone, so I got him a vape pen, and then he smoked it and got it to work. And he's 75, and he's a minister. And we got stoned as shit and watched The Expendables 2 on TV. And he don't even like movies. The last movie he liked was Paul Blart, Mall Blart 2. And then we watched The Expendables 2 and just laughed for fucking 2 hours. People are dying. There's commercials. We don't even care. It was the best fucking... It was one of the top 5 nights of my life where I got stoned with this crazy old man who's finally fucking loosened up enough to be like, yeah, let's watch this. Then we watched 4 episodes of Coach. It was a solid night. So The Expendables 2 is my new favorite movie. I don't remember what happens in it, but God damn it, if you could go back and watch it with me last Thursday, you'd like it too.
Well, good for you and your dad. I'm glad he's his back is better.
Honey Bear vape pens. It's a Honey Bear vape pen. Might as well give them a plug.
Yeah, but you should say the name properly. It's Honey Farm.
Honey Farm.
Right. Not Honey Bear.
Well, if a company that sells vape pens gets upset that a stoner got it kind of right.
They should just get used to that.
They
shouldn't even have a name. Why bother?
They could Google everything that's close and get to it. Like, if you don't have it so that it's you're just near it, you get it. Whatever.
What about you, April? Have you seen any movies lately?
I watch all of my movies on like cross-country flights. I just watched Still Alice, which there's nothing funny about that. Just real sad, if you just want to get real sad with Julianna Moore.
I saw it, but I don't remember what happened. What's it about?
She doesn't remember either.
It's a bummer.
It's a real bummer.
It's well done, but it's a bummer.
If you want to cry and then get a reality show, that's the movie to watch. And then I watched the movie with Bradley Cooper, the Sniper movie.
Yes, that's what it was called.
Sniper.
It was a rom-com about a sniper.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, and then that was a fantastic film. And then I watched Big Eyes, the movie about Margaret Keane, the painter, which mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the movie, and the Big Eyes paintings. Very soulful.
I thought that movie was about Christina Ricci.
That's hilarious. And correct.
No, that's it stars Amy Adams, and the less said about that, the better. What about you, Shane?
The last movie I saw in a theater, maybe even the last movie in general, is Mad Max. I saw that in Vegas in May. Oh. Overrated,
Max,
everybody.
Furious Road.
Hair overrated. I think the last time I saw something that got that good of a Rotten Tomatoes score in a theater, it was like 12 Years a Slave, I think, got the same score as Mad Max, which is a mindless action film that's just done in a very artful way. I enjoyed the film. It's just that I was in Vegas. It was my brother's first time in Vegas, and I peaked a little early because we went to Duck Dynasty, the musical, the night before, and it was the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It doesn't exist anymore, by the way. It was only in production for about a month, about the biggest flop in Vegas history. But it was the hardest I've ever laughed for an hour and a half.
You don't go to Vegas to see the types of people that are in Duck Dynasty. You go to Vegas to get away from those people.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, like, I like that they drew...
There's not a lot of guys with long beards at the pool at Caesars.
No.
Is what I'm trying
to
say.
Could you not get tickets to Pawn Stars the musical?
No.
Was that full?
I saw the poster for it, and I texted my brother for a joke, but my brother's 9 years younger than me, and he has the same sensibilities that I do, and he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to that. And then we looked it up, found out that it had only been open for a month, was closing 2 days later, and we're like, we're definitely going. And we saw articles about it that was like, it was like the directors just were quoted in like newspaper articles just being like, oh, we missed the mark. You have to understand like the Venn diagram of people that watch, that like both Duck Dynasty and musicals. It's like such a sliver. The curtain opened. This is in Penn and Teller's stage. This is a successful showroom when Duck Dynasty isn't there. And there was like 40 of us in a 700 seat theater. And the curtains open, and there's like a 15-piece orchestra, and these like Juilliard-trained actors, like food, faith, and family. And there's like another song. There's like a love song, like you in your camouflage, me in my camouflage. That was a love song. This is all real. There was a point.
Oh,
you know how the old guy got in trouble for the homophobic stuff?
You could be making it up, though.
No. I promise you. The old guy got in trouble for the homophobic stuff, right? That was in the musical. There was like an evil reporter who misquotes him, and then he launches into a song. I love everyone equally. I'm just doing what the Bible tells me to do. That's when my brother gave it an involuntary standing ovation. And then caught himself and looked around, and everyone else is just arms crossed and grumpy. Like, we didn't ruin it. Like, they knew when the curtains opened it was a piece of shit. It's just that my brother and I were the only ones that knew it was going to be before the curtains opened.
Are you making an album, Shane?
Yeah, sorry, man. It's the best thing.
I think the point of your story is you don't know what the fuck you're doing in Las Vegas. You saw a musical and a movie in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
It's amazing we're not together anymore. It's very surprising. With all that, that was fantastic.
Fuck, I should have bought the beard that I bought as a souvenir. That's what I should have given away instead of a man candle. Now that I think about it.
Were the tickets all sold out for Hoarders and Adult Review?
The Honey Boo Boo Burlesque Hour?
By the way, I spent $60 a ticket on that. Those were the cheap seats.
My 600-pound life, a review.
What was the last movie I saw? I saw... What the fuck was it? Oh, the overnight. And I recommend it if you want to see Jason Schwartzman jump up and down while wearing a prosthetic cock.
Oh, and really?
If that intrigued you, then definitely go.
Oh, we saw Dope.
If that made you go, then maybe probably not for you. What's that?
We saw Dope a couple of days ago. I don't know. It's great. Just go watch it. That's all I have to say. It's fucking
Yeah,
great.
Dope's really fun.
Dope, yeah.
It's good stuff. All right, you guys, this is a part of the show where I say, let the games begin. People brought lots of awesome name tags, and I'd like each of you on stage to just put your mic down and hobble over there and pick a name tag that you'd like to play for. And make sure you look them all over, and don't leave out the folks in the back. And then...
That one's just a doll. Is that a name tag?
Yeah, it's just a doll.
I'm going to go with the doll. You're a creative
man.
Oh,
she likes the doll. All right. And while the other fellas make their choices, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Once again, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. And who wants to have one of those? If you're going to have an affair, make it short and sexy. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed regardless of skill level, no coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Squarespace, build it beautiful. All
right, we're back. Woo! Woo! Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Jenny. She made a boat.
Oh, I saw that on internet, on Twitter.
Yeah, I've seen boats on the internet.
And it's Forrest Gump. it's Forrest Gump and Captain Dan on a boat.
Yeah.
Made out of Legos.
It's great. I got it in honor of Shane since his legs don't work either.
Seriously, man?
No, I just thought.
Whoever's in charge of the house lights, they don't need to be on anymore. Wow, that was fast.
Good.
April, who are you playing for?
I'm playing
that
for
guy.
The gentleman with the doll, but I really want the dude with the donuts. Oh my God! Why does everybody have donuts?
It's a thing that people bring donuts because then we chuck them back at the crowd. But not,
that is the best thing I've ever heard.
But not in a fancy club like this. We don't.
Okay.
We don't do that sort of thing.
I don't have the paper, but I have the dude with the doll.
We could probably throw those donuts in the parking lot if you guys want later.
Yeah, let's have a parking lot donut toss after the show.
Oh. I have Jason.
I like the individually wrapped ones. Throw me one of the individually wrapped ones, because that you can just throw into the crowd and it won't make a mess. It's a good job. Oh, that was so dumb. I kept thinking, is it funnier to just not catch any of them? Just keep dropping everyone? Okay, so you're playing for a guy that brought a Jason doll, but his name isn't Jason. Oh, it is Jason. Okay, his name is Jason. Okay, and then what do you have, Shane?
I picked a bad
Sean
one.
Shane. What?
I picked... They didn't put a lot of work into it. But it's Zach
big.
And Mary make a porno. It was big, and it said porno on it, and I'm an idiot. Like, all these people put so many hours of work into their projects, and then I picked this thing that took them 3 seconds to make. I feel a little stupid about it now. But congratulations, guys. And I don't mean to... I mean, it's nice. It's done
some
well.
Solid stenciling
on
that.
Yeah, it's good stenciling.
It's a trip to Michael's.
This camera is amazing.
Well, thank you to everybody for bringing name tags, and congratulations to the three people who were chosen. At the very least, I will say you're shithead at the end of the show, but at the most, you will win more candles shaped like glasses of beer than you ever would want in your entire life.
Pretty sure there's a couple more boxes in the car afterwards. Yeah.
And then I have a shed full of them.
If anyone leaves without a beer candle, let me know.
Hey, Father's Day's coming up.
You're a bad
son. What did you just say?
You said Father's Day.
It's always coming up if you are really bad with months and years. It just happened, Jeff. Father's Day.
Time isn't linear.
Yeah.
It's always Father's Day when you show up with a vape pen and Expendables 2 is on.
Yeah. Right? I'm going to take one of these to my dad and see how many times he tries to take a drink. I bet you it's more than once. I bet you it's more than once, yeah.
It's super realistic, except for the wick. The John Wick.
And it doesn't smell like beer. There were candles, so I could either get ones that looked like beer, or I could get regular candles that smelled like beer. But to get both was so incredibly difficult. Aww. I did a lot of research. Like, I found a guy in Michigan that could do both, and they were so expensive. And I was like, I don't care. How fast can you get them to me? And he's like, how many do you need? I'm like, well, let's start with like 100.
No, he took a picture that he sent to me that was like 40. He really thought he was just going to move a ton that weekend.
I had boxes like not sent to the home.
He had them all sent to the comedy club, and they were stacked behind him, just one like, after another of
like
man
I'm
going to
be selling 200 of these a week. That's what I was thinking in my mind.
I apologize for mentioning it again. Yeah. I didn't know we were going to do another 20 minutes
well,
on
how
it.
You know?
I had one thing I wanted to say about it. Didn't get that out. let's start the game so that we can... actually play a few of them. We're going to start with cluster flicks, or if anyone yells out Amy Adams or any other bullshit from the audience, they will be asked to leave. The name of this game keeps getting longer and longer. I'm going to name three movies, and the first person on the panel who can name what actor or actress was in all three of these films that I'm thinking of, you will get to go first in the next game. If after these first three titles nobody gets it, I'll keep adding titles until somebody does. I think this one's going to go quick, so be ready. Who was in Scavenger Hunt, The Villain, and Around the World in 80 Days?
I haven't seen any of those movies.
It's not as fast as you thought.
Gene Wilder.
Let me ask you this real quick, Shane. Are there some movies you've never seen that you know who's in the movie?
There's some. I mean, I didn't know I was being a dick by not watching those movies.
I have seen all three of those movies, though, and I haven't seen this next one, Hercules in New York.
Jack Palance.
No. Collateral Damage.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's correct.
Oh, all right. Nice.
Wow.
Like how many Arnold Schwarzenegger movies can you say before it tips it? Because he's the star of most of his films.
I thought I would have seen every one he's done.
Yeah, he's in the... It was that Around the World in 80 Days remake. He had like a cameo in that. And The Villain and Scavenger Hunt were very early in his career. And then I was going to say The Expendables, Stay Hungry, The Sixth Day, Conan the Destroyer. By the time you get to Conan, you're going to know what it is. So Jeff is the winner of our first game. Now we're going to play a new game that I'm very excited about. Jeff gets to go first. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture. It's usually like something that was either on the poster or in the ads or something, and it's listed on IMDb, and so it's according to them. And Jeff will tell me the name of this movie. If he fails, we'll move on to April, and she can take a shot at it. Jeff, what movie had the tagline, a comedy beyond belief? A comedy beyond belief.
Leap of Faith.
Wasn't really much of a comedy, but it was beyond belief.
Right. Like I couldn't believe they thought it was a comedy.
All right, that's incorrect.
Damn it.
April, do you have any idea?
Are there any more hints, or must I just guess?
That's it. So you just have to name a comedy that's beyond belief.
Okay. I'm going to say The Wedding Singer.
I found that movie fairly believable.
She just thought of a comedy.
That's all I had.
Yeah. That'd be a fun tagline for a movie. A comedy. Do you have a guess, Shane?
In my mind, I'm thinking
Is that Robin Williams one, the Jumanji? Is that the name of that?
That's the name of a film. Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's my answer.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
I thought I'd, you know, start with some local flavor. That was the tagline for Raising Arizona. Like, the Coen brothers could have had nothing to do with that. That was the shittiest tagline for that movie.
I thought it would have something to do with, like, belief and, like, imagination.
Yeah, something.
Or something.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
Just, this comedy is crazy.
Bruce Almighty.
That wasn't another tagline. Oh. I was just saying.
It should have been, a lot of people are going to like this movie, but Shane Moss's parents are going to think it's weird and hate it. Should have been the
tagline. How would they have known to put that on the poster?
Market research, my friend.
I was just hoping you were going to bust into some more Duck Dynasty song and dance numbers. Really thought that would happen.
I got more.
I know.
All right, since nobody got that, we start back with Jeff. And this next tagline. At the edge of the world, his journey begins. At the edge of the world, his journey begins. And it's not the story of the guy who replaced Steve Perry in Journey. Is that his name, Steve Perry? Okay.
What dreams may come?
I liked how I had to look at it. Nope. April, what do you think would be a movie that you'd say at the edge of the world his journey begins?
I believe it might have something to do with astronomy. Is it a Bruce Willis movie? Armageddon.
You didn't even give me a chance to answer if it was a Bruce Willis movie.
I should probably point out that in the 3 years April and I were together, we didn't watch that many movies. We were mostly hatching merch plans.
Yeah, you weren't even running those jokes again.
I'm going to guess Castaway.
That's correct.
I thought it was Castaway. Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, you did. You sure did.
I did, but I couldn't remember the name of the movie. I just know he had a ball.
That's a nice pull. How did you figure that out?
At first, I was thinking about that Will Smith one with his son that I didn't see.
Hitch.
And then...
What was it again? At the edge of the world, his journey begins. Hitch.
Hitch.
The one with his son was After Earth. Pursuit of Happiness also had his son. You don't have to...
That wasn't edge of the world stuff, though.
That wasn't the one he meant.
Yeah.
Bad Boys.
He meant the title. It was spelled correctly. Because that Happiness movie is spelled wrong. Because it's from the point of view of a child. Will Smith's dumb child.
At least he's happy.
All right, so Shane...
When is that kid going to catch a break, by the way?
He hasn't. He was in a shitty movie with his dad that nobody liked, so he still needs to catch a break.
Hopefully it pans out for him.
Yeah, we'll see. I didn't mind that Karate Kid that he did. He never did any karate the entire film, but I didn't mind it. Mm. Is it karate in any of the movies?
What?
It's more like jujitsu, isn't it?
What do you mean?
That's karate? That moves karate?
It looks like karate.
What's it called?
I think it's the. I think it's just the American version of the word karate, which is any sort of ninja shit. I think they just.
That's what they should have called it. The any sort of ninja shit kid.
Yeah. I would have seen it.
Now that's bothering me. What's that move called?
I don't know.
Crane.
The crane kick.
Yeah, the crane kick. Yeah.
You got cast away, but you can't remember
which I don't think
crane kick
when you're standing like a crane.
I have a racist uncle that loves karate. It's always the only people that like karate are racist. It's true.
You should tell him about that fucking musical.
It's
close,
it.
Buddy. Maybe it moved to Branson or something.
No. I think it'd do well there.
Okay, so Shane won that game. Congratulations.
Woo!
I would enjoy another vodka soda if that's anyone from the club.
I'll take one as well.
That sounds nice.
By the way, since you guys are wondering, the encore of Duck Dynasty, the musical.
No. No one was wondering.
No,
come
yeah.
out.
No one was wondering.
No one wants it's getting, word. It's getting word real it. Uncomfortable right now
know.
For everybody. Mostly
no
me.
No? All right. Well, tweet at me. I'll tell you. At Shane Comedy.
So three yeah, vodka sodas like the people and a beer that's know. Really a candle? Can we just get four drinks up here? Can I get a beer that's actually just a candle?
So you do want to drink or you don't want to drink? I'd really like to move this along.
No, I don't need it.
Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Three vodka sodas. Soda? You good with soda?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Three vodka sodas. Tito's if you have it. Kettle if you don't. I don't think anybody's listening to me. We'll see if it happens. Well, let's move on to the next game. It's called Last Man Stanton. Yeah, the donuts are going to come in hot. I'm not going to warn you. I hope I don't accidentally throw a mandel at you. That would be violent. They're so fucking heavy, you guys. I'm gonna risk breaking this one just for the laugh. That's how heavy those fucking things are.
Perfect to
they
transport around the country.
They only break each other in a box.
They just fight each other to
yeah,
death?
Yeah, yeah. And then you open the box that you've shipped, and it's just broken glass and gel candle that you have to pull out and then reorganize them. It was a bad decision, looking back at it.
Well, it's going to be somebody else's burden after tonight because they're going to get a whole box full of them. Last Man Stanton is a game where everybody on stage, including myself, take turns naming movies from an actor or actress suggested by someone in the crowd. As always, I got lots of tweets from nice people suggesting that they had the perfect name for this game. And whenever somebody says that, they usually follow it up with Maria Conchita Alonso. So... I want to be clear that, or Henry Fonda, you know, somebody that's been dead for 20 or 30 years. So, you know, it's not easy to come up with the perfect name. And the panel's going to get to decide whether or not to reject the name that I pick from somebody in the audience. But this guy right here seemed like he had a good name, and he also supplied all those donuts. So, Jason?
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. I think that's a keeper.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing it. Meg Ryan, you guys. You know what? You don't need to high-five people over it. All right, so we'll start with Shane, and then we'll go to April, and then to Jeff, and then I'll step in. And the films of Meg Ryan. If you can't think of one,
you've
you're
got
out.
Mail.
And you're opening with You've Got Mail.
When Harry Met Sally.
Slow down.
Oh shit! I got so excited. It was the only thing I knew.
I have
knew,
to say,
so
You've Got Mail
out.
Is correct first. Because I always thought that was funny. Because in the oh look at this.
Thank you.
The drinks are here.
Yay!
I mean, you guys kind of did just get mail.
Booze mail.
Like, you got delivered.
What?
Never mind.
I'm sorry he keeps interrupting.
All right, April, what was yours?
When Harry Met Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was all I had.
Jeff?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes. I'm glad we knocked out those three right away.
Now we can get down to some serious fucking Meg Ryan movies. I'm going to go with The Doors. Shane?
I'm stuck on one that's the biggest classic, and if I give the clue, then it will give it away to everybody else.
What are you talking about?
Crap.
Those are some... When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle are like the big two right there. I can't... don't think she's had anything bigger than those two, but yeah, maybe.
You just don't have one.
A real salient scene. I guess I'm out. I can't believe that.
You were just so full of shit right there. That was like a big lie that you were just... I have got the best one.
It was...
I just thought of a great one.
Oh, I got one.
It was a scene with an arcade
game. Don't describe
it.
Can he just be out already?
Okay. You're just out. Thanks for playing.
When a man loves a woman.
Huh?
When
a man loves a woman, yes. With Andy Garcia, the drunk thing, yes.
Perfect.
Very good. Jeff?
Joe versus the volcano.
Yes! Probably my favorite of her films. She plays three parts in it. All of them are pretty cute. I'm going to go with a motion picture called... IQ. Starring the late Walter Matthau as an Einstein looking guy. Or was he supposed to be Einstein?
Yeah.
Okay. And she was like his daughter, and she's just trying to get some dick, and he was like in her face about how smart he was. April?
Philadelphia. She wasn't in that, but that was... I didn't have anything else, so... You might have believed
she was
really
thinking about that for a second. Yeah. What was she
you
in
Philadelphia?
You were
with me for a second. People got quiet, and you're like, all right, AIDS tale, move on. Just move on.
Because Philadelphia really needs, like, a cute, perky girl in it.
It's exactly what it needed.
So
just a fun-loving lady
serious.
To really jazz up those AIDS scenes.
All right, so April's out, so... It's clear April and Shane just watched all their movies together for 3 years.
And a lot of orangutan programming.
We watched a lot of monkey programming.
Jeff, what else you got?
Proof of Life.
Proof of Life with Russell Crowe. Yeah. I'm going to go with... How about In the Cut with Mark Ruffalo?
All right. Addicted to Love with Matthew Broderick.
Oh! Here's maybe one of the most successful movies she was in that we didn't manage to get so far. Top Gun.
Try Philadelphia.
Or maybe Philadelphia 2.
Is it Philadelphia 2?
There is not one.
Never.
They should make one, though.
God damn it. You said Top Gun, and it knocked the one that was in my brain out. So I'm going to say...
Get it back.
The Mean Season.
What's that?
With Kurt Russell. He's a newspaper reporter.
She was in that?
Yeah.
That got a creepy yeah from the corner.
All right. Well, in that case, I'm just going to have to say Inner Space.
Oh. Flesh and Bone.
What?
Flesh and Bone. It's another Dennis Quaid, Meg Ryan vehicle.
Oh, you said in the parking lot he didn't know anything, but it seems like he knows a lot.
No, I didn't know who Daniel Day-Lewis was.
Okay, all right.
He makes...
Yeah, if Meg Ryan was in a Daniel Day-Lewis movie, he would not come up with it. But fortunately, she was in a lot of Meg Ryan movies.
Yeah.
And he knows those.
I've seen them. They're about 90 minutes, and they're not hard to get through.
I'm going to go with The Women.
The what?
The women.
Yeah,
it was a movie where every person in the cast was a woman, and it was an awful piece of shit.
I can't believe that. I can't believe they let that slide.
I'm going to go with Hanging Up.
That Hang Up with Lisa Kudrow and Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Wasn't Walter Matthau in that one, too?
I think he might have been. He might have been following Meg Ryan around.
Trying to convince her he's Einstein.
Just hanging out. I had that knocked one out thing when a title got knocked out of my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Do you have another one?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Shit. Now I gotta come up with another one.
You still didn't think of the one that I was thinking of.
Really? We're missing a big one that you were thinking of?
Yeah, and that's not, I'm going to be super embarrassed right now if I'm thinking of
Don't say anything.
Else.
Don't say it. Right. Wait till at the end.
I hope you're thinking might of somebody else.
Which could be any second now, because I think I'm in big trouble right now. I'm trying to think of an obscure one or a fucking early one. Top Gun. Fuck. DOA. She was in two with Dennis Quaid, and that was the other one, DOA.
Fuck. Well, but also Interspace.
Yeah, Interspace and DOA.
And Flesh and Bone.
Was Dennis Quaid in that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I have to come up with one more?
Yeah.
Oh, Anastasia. Ah.
All right. I know there's more people out in the audience. They have ones that they've thought of. There was one where she had cancer and she's walking around with a bandana on all the time, but I can't remember what that's called. And
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
When I say that, I mean macaque. I get hard thinking about Meg Ryan vehicles, cars she's driven. What was the last thing she was in? She hasn't been in much lately. Do you have another one, Jeff?
No.
I think you win because I think I'm out.
Okay.
I think I have to give up.
Yeah.
All right, Shane first. What was the one? Do you think you know it now?
Maybe I'm an idiot because I haven't actually seen the film, but there's just a classic scene of someone getting raped on a ping pong.
Oh, yeah. She's not in The Accused. She's not in The Accused. That's Jodie
Foster.
That was
Jodie Foster? Fuck!
Oh, that's...
That's just what I was thinking of. But was she in the one where her husband gets killed and then she goes off?
City of Angels.
With Nicolas Cage.
I was mixing those two up. I couldn't remember
which
was
which. I like that your brain vacillates between Duck Dynasty and ping pong rape.
It was pinball, not ping pong, so I was way off in many regards. I apologize to everybody.
It's good to know.
All right, audience, tell us what we missed. French fucking kiss is the one I thought of and then forgot. Prelude to a Kiss.
I'm on a Fire. That's a good one.
In the Land of Women was the one where she had cancer and a bandana on. Private Benjamin. Hurley Burley.
Hurley Burley was great. And
no, it wasn't.
No one knows.
Good
it.
Answer.
It was a good movie.
No.
Kevin Spacey and Sean
no,
Penn.
No, it's
fun.
Awful. It's awful.
It was a fun movie.
Kate and Leopold with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Against the Ropes, the boxing thing where she was unbelievable as a boxing coach. Didn't buy it for a second. Courage Under Fire with the young Matt Damon.
Good one.
And Denzel, right? Yeah.
Good job, everybody. I think we named every Meg Ryan movie. There might be a couple more animated things that she lended her voice to that I don't remember. But that was a pretty good one. Thanks, Jason. That one just landed on the ground, didn't hurt anybody. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Jeff won that one, so he gets to go first. And then we'll go to April and then to Shane. And Jeff gets to pick the first category. Categories that Jeff's probably heard a couple times before because he's been on a lot lately.
I just like to win one.
Oh.
Oh, if you guys could let that
happen. You know how to win. Pretend it's a reality show.
Fucking. If I could just win one. And then a false eyelash falls off, and then I get on TV.
Jeff, would you like Puff Puff Pass? The films of Emily Blunt that Leonard gave 2 stars or less? Or the classic category, Go Bananas? Because we both play that club in Cincinnati all the time called Go Bananas.
I'm going to be there very soon.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We'll get to the plugs in a little bit. Movies with apes in the title. And I always like to give an example. The Grand Budapest Hotel has apes in the title. And Fast Batch Cumberbender. The films of Michael Fassbender or Benedict Cumberbatch. Which one of those would you like to play, Jeff?
Oh, man. It's a real murderer's row of things I don't know.
It's categories people refuse to pick.
All right, let's play Go Bananas then.
Which one?
Go Bananas.
Okay, might as well.
What was it again? It has ape in the title.
Apes. A-P-E-S, in that order, is in the title somewhere. Would you like a movie with apes in the title, Jeff, from 1940 or 1971?
1971.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1971 that he calls fast-paced. He also says the climax is particularly exciting. And that the movie has a fine Quincy Jones score. And he lists 8 people.
How many stars?
3 stars.
3 stars.
Like that's what's going to give it away for you. all right.
How many names, Jeff?
8.
He takes all 8. He bids 8 names. So, April, you can ask him to name it, but he gets all the names. Or you can bid less names.
I'll
and then see what Shane's going to do.
7 names.
I like that bit.
Thanks.
April's good at crosswords, so that will help her here, but she knows shit about movies, so name it.
Yes. Oh, sad.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
I didn't know. I did not know this was going to get so ugly. All right, here's your 7 names. It's a movie that has apes in the title. 3 stars from Leonard. Fast-paced. Climax is particularly exciting. Quincy Jones did a fine score. And your 7 names are Garrett Morris, Christopher Walken, Margaret Hamilton, Alan King, Ralph Meeker, Martin Balsam, and Diane Cannon.
I know who 1 person is.
Wait, which one of those do you know?
I only know Walken. And then the last one, I feel like I know
Diane
the last
Cannon's
one.
Diane Cannon's done
yeah,
a lot of stuff.
I know that broad, but the other
yeah,
5,
Bob and Ted
nothing.
And Carolyn Alice, she was either Ted or Bob. Any idea? Do you want to guess something that's got apes in the title?
I was going to guess Kramer versus Kramer, but that does not have apes in the title.
Crepes versus crepes?
I got nothing for that. I got nothing.
All right.
I lose again?
Kramer versus
I'm
Kramer
assuming.
Incorrect. Shane gets a point.
Woo! Oh.
Look at how enthusiastic everyone is for me. Thanks, guys.
It was kind of a weak point, you know, when it's like on you and you know she doesn't. You know her well enough to know she doesn't know the answer.
Well, it's kind of a dick move.
Yeah, total dick move. But you're winning. The film was called The Anderson Tapes. And it starred Sean Connery, was the top billed person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
Yeah, that was a tough one, you guys. I apologize, but you should get a load of the one from 1940. Get a load of it. Get a big fat load of it in your face. All right, so since Shane challenged April, we're going to start with Jeff and then go to Shane. And Jeff gets to choose between One Fine Day, the films of Rafe and Joseph Fiennes, or Liar Liar, movies that have Bill O'Reilly as himself. Or Ex Machina, suggested by Z.S. Kessler, and that's movies where a robot dies. And that's not an Ex Machina spoiler necessarily, it's just a fun way to, because Ex Machina.
Liar, liar.
You're going Bill Riley?
Yeah.
O'Reilly? Would you like a movie that has Bill O'Reilly in it from 2010 or 2011?
2010.
You say that so decisively.
Yeah. I've been following his career for a while. I was a big Current Affair fan. I really liked Hard Copy or whatever that shit he was on first. Just been watching it ever since.
Fuck it! Let's do it live!
That's my ringtone. For when my mom calls.
2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2010. He says about this film that there's no shortage of action or incident. But when all is said and done, it's just a sequel. Yeah, that's a big clue. Mm-hmm. And then he lists 14 names. Yeah, 14 names. How many names can you get it in, Jeff?
10.
Jeff says 10, April.
10?
Shit.
I'll say 8. And I'll probably not get it anyway.
Do you have to have, like, I think I know what it might be. Do you have to know, like, the exact name of the sequel?
Wait a second. You challenged April last time, so I apologize.
Yeah,
the order should go to
Shane,
you next. April. Right. So Jeff starts with 10, and then Shane, how many?
My question's the same. Do I have to have the whole title? Because I think I might know the whole title.
You have to have the accurate title. Every single goddamn word.
Hey, Doug,
word.
Can you just ballpark it? That's
even
question.
Even if the title is Borat Cultural Learnings.
I'm just trying to stretch out the show enough for this man's pants to dry in front here. Can you see this poor guy? Looks like he soiled himself here.
Have you been outside, Shane?
Oh, don't shame people.
The quicker his
don't
pants dry.
Guy.
It's 140 degrees. It would take 8 seconds outside.
He just spilt a little soda on himself, and I was just... I like making references that our podcast listeners will never, and no one else in the room can make.
Yeah, you and I are the only people who could see his wet pants, and I don't appreciate you pointing it out to me.
It was distracting. It's why I've been playing so poorly.
I just gave him a donut to dry off.
Yeah, it'll help. April's so upset with me right now. I'm going to go 9.
I'll say you can name that movie that you know so well.
April in your face. April in your facey.
What year was it again?
The year is 2010.
Like that's going to help you.
2.5 stars.
You were drunk that year. You were drunk the whole year.
Yeah, that's true.
What'd you say, 9 names?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your 9 names. Paul Bettany, Gary Shandling, Leslie Bibb,
Kate Mara, John Favreau, John Slattery, Clark Gregg, Samuel L. Jackson, and Mickey Rourke.
Uh-oh. This is not what I thought it was at all.
For the love of Christ, do I get a point? Do I get a point?
A robot dies in it? Oh, I was on the wrong category. What's the category?
I'm gonna category is that confident. Bill O'Reilly plays himself in it.
Oh, okay.
And
on a
fucks
plane.
A robot until it dies.
No, it can't. It can't be Snakes on a Plane. It's not a sequel. And they're. Oh man.
Just admit you don't know.
I don't know. That's a point.
Thank you.
All right. So
yay,
you're giving up.
Get a point.
April gets a point, everybody. And that movie also starred Sam Rockwell, Scarlett Johansson, Don Cheadle, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Robert Downey Jr. And since sequel is in the clue, that would lead you to Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2. Yeah.
Oh.
One of the easier movies to get, in my opinion. But, you know,
yeah, just
it's not your thing.
Time.
It's not your thing. You're only into the couple of billed people.
Yeah, it's very hard to hear what everyone is saying up here. Have you noticed that?
I'm sitting right next to you.
Wait, now you can't walk and you're deaf?
No, like the audio up here is like kind of echoey and weird. And so I thought we picked a different
It gets very hard to hear when two people are talking at the same time. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Sorry.
But when I was clearly naming all the names...
No, it wasn't that. I had a Terminator movie in my mind because I thought it was about robots still. And then it was just hard for me to flip out of that.
Yeah, there was no recovering after that. But that's okay. Maybe that category will still be around the next time you're on.
Sorry about your pants, buddy. So the encore to Duck Dynasty,
Jeff gets to start us off for the next round, and he gets to choose between, and then we go to April because she challenged on the last one. Henitals, someone named Henitals suggested on Twitter, The Walking Dad, and that's movies where Chris Walken is a dad. Or Jurassic World. Jurassic World, and that is movies where a senior citizen gave a performance that led to them winning a Golden Globe.
Aww.
Jurassic World.
Aww. I like old people.
Or Ghostbusters, and that, of course, is films where Patrick Swayze is arrested. Controversial category, because I thought he was arrested in Point Break, but it turns out he was not.
He just surfed away.
Yeah. Jeff?
I'm going to take the first one, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. This movie's from 2007. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He says that this movie is candy-colored. He also says that... it's an adaptation. Huh? And it's hard to pick out clues. So that's all you're going to get. And he lists 14 names? 14 names.
Zero.
April does have a chance to guess -1, right?
Yeah, April can...
Oh, yeah, like I'm going to get it. You can name that movie.
Oh, she's just going to tell him to name it. We'll see if he's got the right movie in mind. I think he's going to be wrong, is my prediction.
Oh, no.
Do I get the point? Do I get a point then?
But I could be wrong.
You think I'm
going to
be wrong?
I do.
Oh, no. What happened to the
encore?
Because
I know you. What?
I'm going to get Shane to tell us about that encore finally. I can come up with another movie title. Was it Hairspray?
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh!
Wow.
Oh!
I am so excited for you guys. Who knew it was going to be such a nail biter?
We got ourselves a three-way tie. And you know that can only be settled by the asparagus pea category. And that is where I read the entire review, and then the three of you start bidding, and we probably start at zero names because you probably all know what the movie is. And then you have to see how deep into negative names you can go to take this thing down. Who challenged Jeff? April did. Bro. So we'll start with Shane and go to April. Leonard gave this movie 2.5 stars. It's from 1999. It's a production of the USA. 136 minutes in duration. And it's about a computer hacker who discovers the world he's living in is an illusion maintained by computers that have taken over the world. And he is thought to be the chosen one to save humanity. Cutting-edge visuals and production design compete with an overlong script written by the directors that's got a high MJQ. What do you think? Just a side game. I want each of you to guess what MJQ stands for. MJQ. This movie's got a high MJQ.
Military junk quota.
Jargon?
You were not too far off. What?
Military jargon?
No.
Q.
Shane, anything?
No.
No.
I don't know Q word.
This is Leonard's abbreviation for mumbo jumbo quotient. The old MJQ. And a tendency to keep changing its own complicated and then in quote rules. Martial arts scene staged by Yen Wo Ping, Oscar winner for film editing, sound effects editing, and visual effects, followed by a sequel and a DVD collection of animated shorts. And then he lists only 7 names. Mm. Jeff, start the bidding.
No, I start the bidding.
No, I'd like Jeff to start. No, Shane's first and then April.
Negative one.
He says negative one, April. So
what?
If you can name the movie and the top 2 billed people, you can go negative 2. Or you can bluff that you can do that. And then see what Jeff does.
Such an idiot. You go ahead if you really...
Hey, wait, before that answer's locked in...
I got an all.
Okay. Before that answer's locked in, I could go 3.
3?
You don't get to do that. She told me to name it, right?
Wait, do I get to guess first?
No.
Okay.
But you're basically handing it to him because everybody in this room knows the top billed person.
It's what I
April,
was counting
April, do you
on
know what
happening.
Movie it is, right?
I think I do.
Yeah.
I hope I do.
What year was it again?
Well, it depends. Would you like Jeff to win or Shane to win? Or you to win? Because if you
like
just say
to
Shane to name it, he's going to win. But if you say you can go negative 2, either you or Jeff is going to win.
Hey, remember this. Out, we just met. I've never hurt you.
I'm going to go with this guy right here. I'm going to go with this guy.
So you have to go negative 2 then.
Negative 2.
All right, negative 3.
He says negative 3, Shane. So at least if you can't pull it off, you have a shot at the win.
I should be able to go negative 4. But I don't have confidence in myself right now because I flubbed that Meg Ryan thing. No one wanted to hear about my encore to Duck Dynasty. I'm feeling kind of down right now.
If it helps,
feel like
Meg Ryan's
man
not
handles
in this movie.
Are just a sad reminder of a lot of terrible choices I've made in my life. I'm going to say name that movie. With a negative 3.
All right, Jeff, this is very exciting. If you can name the movie and the top 3 billed people in the right order, you're going to take this down. Otherwise, Shane's going to win.
Oh. Shit.
Thanks for playing, April.
Oh, don't get your cane out for the, sympathy.
Just did a fancy cane trick?
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you got to realize is there was no cane.
That stunt was shot in cane time.
Yeah. Okay, so it's The Matrix.
What?
That was not my guess. That was not my guess.
That wasn't what you thought it was?
No, I didn't think so.
Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, and Hugo Weaving? No, it's
everyone's ahead of you, buddy. The third billed person is Carrie Ann Moss, so Shane is our winner. Sean Shane wins.
No, it's fine. April just hates movies like that. One time I tried to show her the movie Inception. She made it roughly 5 minutes, said something insulting about it, and then we got in a big fight.
Well, it is a shitty movie, but...
Nah, you're wrong. It's a great movie. Christopher Nolan's the shit.
It's not a bad movie if
you're
you like to spend 2 hours listening to and thanks to that goddamn movie, sound. Every fucking trailer that comes out now is
How can you smoke that much weed and not like that sound?
It's like being at a World Cup game a few years ago when they let everybody blow those stupid horns.
Oh, it wasn't the movie. It was your condescending tone. Sorry.
Well, maybe you did a thing.
Who were you playing for, Shane?
I was playing for...
this person right here, right?
Zach and Mary. Yay.
Here you go, you guys. Here's your... No, don't give him that one.
I'm sorry I insulted your thing earlier. Good luck.
There's your box of mandals and a bunch of other shit.
Hopefully you'll have a better luck unloading those things than I did.
Dude, there's a dumpster right outside. Like right down the steps, there's a dumpster. You can just drop those off before you get to the car.
Yeah. Oh, he's so generous.
Everyone better.
Everybody gets one.
You get a man candle and you get a man candle. That guy wants a man candle right here. Sweet. Sweet pants.
Make fun of the guy's pants. Make sure he gets two.
False man
make
candles.
Sure, Shane, you get your box back.
There's a whole nother box. Can't you just give him the other box to hand out?
No, he's going to sell his CDs and give
them. I feel like if I give this box away right now, I might move more CDs out front.
You might.
I don't see the logic behind it, but do what you want to do.
No, buy an album, you'll get a free man candle.
Yeah.
Or I just think people are going to buy. You're going to buy his album anyway, right?
Candles.
We don't need this anymore. They can
have the
it. No, we don't. They won. Shithead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. A glass just got knocked over.
I forgot how the shithead worked.
Yeah. The guests always do. Don't take it personally. Jeff, what are your plugs? I see you got them right there in a piece of paper.
No, that's Jenny's shithead because I fucked up.
Okay. Plugs, let me have it.
My plugs, I'm in Cincinnati, July 9th through
12th. Oh, where? Go Bananas?
St. Paul in August. I'm touring the whole country in the fall. Chicago, Nashville, Philadelphia, Boston, Seattle, Portland, fucking Austin, Oklahoma City. I have a website now, justanotherclown.com. And you can go there and find my albums and my t-shirts. You can buy this t-shirt there. And then 20% of all my fucking shirt sales goes to a domestic violence shelter in Cincinnati.
When you say that they can buy that shirt, that's the one you're wearing is the only one you're selling?
Yeah. I just sell game-worn shirts.
As soon as you get an order, you're going to be shirtless?
Yeah, but then I'll make another one, wear that one, then you can buy that one. They're $1,000. No, there's a... You buy them the way you buy anything. You just say, I want that, and then it comes in the mail.
Beautiful. Thank you. April, what do you got to plug?
I'm here all weekend at the Tempe Improv.
Yeah, come out and see her, you guys. I heard her opening act is shitty, but...
And then I'm in beautiful Peoria, Illinois, everybody.
Where are you going to be? Jukebox Comedy?
I'm at Jukebox.
Love it.
Dan, the owner, gives me weird, gentle kisses atop my forehead on the weekend.
Oh, no, Dan, and he's listening to this right now.
I hope not. It's very uncomfortable.
He might listen to this.
Yeah, he might.
Hey, if you're listening to this, Dan, don't fucking kiss her forehead.
It's
man.
Very weird.
First off, it's very weird, man. I've been sending you my avails for a while, and I haven't heard back. I don't know if I have your wrong email.
You should try faxing that club. That's not a real email, internet-heavy room.
I need the work, so I let the forehead kisses come. It's fine. And then I'm in Cove Haven, Pennsylvania, at some weird Pocono resort.
You keep looking at me like I know where you're going.
Go to someweirdpoconoresort.com.
And April, if you just want dates, it's aprilmacy.com.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming into Tempe a night early to do this. Same with you, Shane. Shane Moss, what do you got to plug?
I have in May, the 1 year anniversary of me breaking both of my feet, I released an album about me breaking both of my feet called My Big Break. And that's for real.
The cover of the album is an x-ray of one of his feet.
It is. If there's no other reason to, investigate further, go and take the cover of my album is an x-ray of my, all the hardware in my foot. And so go and check that out. I also have a podcast called Here We Are, where I travel around talking with scientists about life. And I actually did a bunch from ASU here. Last time I was through a couple months ago. Next Monday, one will be coming out. There's a man at ASU named Bert Jacobs who is going to eradicate AIDS. And I interviewed him. I'm not kidding you. He's probably going to get rid of AIDS. And I talked to him about it with laughs. So check that out. And
is he the subject of Philadelphia 2?
My grandparents had AIDS.
Her grandparents got AIDS from a blood transfusion.
True, everybody. It's hilarious. Come out this weekend.
Who's
for my fun-loving AIDS jokes.
Died of AIDS, though. That is crazy.
If you want Nana AIDS jokes, I'm your lady.
Yeah.
It's one way you don't expect to lose a grandparent.
It's also another way that you don't expect to find out that your grandparents were still boning. But yeah.
Stan and Edna, we're fucking everybody. Stan and Edna.
And then I'm sorry, this is way too many plugs, but I'm also workshopping a new hour about psychedelics. I don't have a name for it yet, but I'm testing it out in Gainesville, Florida, in Orlando, Florida, the beginning of August, and I'll be adding more dates soon. So Shane Moss, MASS.com.
Yeah, and what's your Twitter?
At Shane Comedy.
Shane Comedy.
Yeah.
And April's is April Macy.
At
M-A-C-I-E.
Yeah.
And Jeff's is Jeff Tate 47.
96. Jeff Tate 96.
Jeff Tate 4796.
Gee, it's already hard enough. G-E-O-F-F. Tate 96. Jeff Tate. Wait. Fuck. It. Jeff Tate 96. Spelled like I spell it.
It's the best way to spell your name is the way that you spell it. I'm going to do stand-up at the Punchline in San Francisco on Wednesday, July 15th. One more time for all of my guests. Another terrific crowd here at the Tempe Improv. And thanks to the Tempe Improv. Hope to see you guys over at Stand Up Live in August. And as always, give him his Jason doll back.
He needed it.
Freddy Krueger is a shithead. And mosquitoes are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.